Over the past few sessions that we've had, I've been looking at the way as group of people who were with Jesus just before the going into Jerusalem on a donkey, that period of celebration, and we looked at the ups and downs of how they felt going through the crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension, and then the filling of the Spirit. And last time we had a quick look at, so how are we doing against the way that the early church did what they did? And I think we came out of it quite well. Lots going on, lots of interactions, a desire to serve God, and many, many good things that we do. Tonight's question is, how do people know that we are God's disciples? And the reading, of course, looked at the fruit of the Spirit, which is kind of appropriate the week after our Harvest Festival, which is the fruit of the land. And we can see that God gives us that fruit. He helps us to grow in grace. So we read in the New Testament that God gave gifts to the church. And he did that through people. So he gave some the gifts of prophecy, he gave some the gifts of teaching, and I won't go through all the rest because I'd have to look it up and read them. But I've heard many people try to sort of link the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. And I don't think there's any connection. The gifts of the Spirit are given to individuals for the benefit of the church. We all know what I mean by the gifts, don't we? Some feel they're able to do some things, and some say, I can't do that. And that's the way God works. He spreads the gifts according to the ability of the people. And if we use our gifts within the church, then the church will be blessed. And if we choose not to, then the church won't be blessed. The fruit of the Spirit is a totally different thing. This is what the Spirit of God allows to grow inside us. Not something that we inherit. It's just something that God, through his Holy Spirit, grants us as gifts. Let's just have a read through, and whilst I'm reading, you count them. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How many did you get to? 9? I hope you got to 9 because there were 9 there. So, do we spend 20 minutes on each fruit of the Spirit and just have a late night? I think not. So, I look at a book that was written by someone I knew and respected. His name is James Sidlow Baxter, and he was a really, really positive apostle for Christ. He ran the odd denomination here and there. He wrote books. And one of them is called Explore the Book. And it's about that thick. And I've got a copy of it at home. But I found a copy on Kindle, and I've now got the Kindle version. Sidlow Baxter is... I heard him speak once in Manchester. And he spoke for about an hour. Awful, isn't it? except it seemed like 5 minutes. He just captured the imagination and built on it. A really godly man. So I looked up Galatians 5 in his book, Explore the Book, and I find that you can actually analyse these to a little deeper level. Because there are three sets of three. The first three are love, joy, and peace. Now, they're not sort of things that you give to people. You don't influence people with that. But it certainly makes you feel absolutely right with God. These three of the fruit of the Spirit are for us looking internally towards us. The next three are kindness, forbearance, kindness and goodness. Surely that's where we start to show people who we are, that we are in fact disciples of God. Because we can demonstrate the forbearance. There are some people I know that don't suffer fools too gladly. And they just go off on a tangent and start being obnoxious. Forbearance is about just tolerating these things. Kindness. Something that's more and more lacking in our society. Well, it's okay at the grassroots level, you know. It's our leaders that have got the problem. Because when I look at our leaders, whether they're UK or world or whatever, I say, how many of those have got forbearance? Not many. The whole way they behave is to say to people, you're going to do what I say. That's the attitude today of our political bodies. Kindness. I don't see too much of that in our political environment right now. I see people trying to undermine each other, looking to publish unfavourable information so that they'll be embarrassed and have to resign. And goodness. Let me just read the verses before that. And just see how it fits in with what we're seeing in the world. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy. Have you spotted any of those around recently? I listen to the news and I can almost tick them off. But the fruit of the Spirit is forbearance, kindness, and goodness. And guess what? We're the people who get to demonstrate that with our neighbours, the people in the village, the people who live around us, and of course with each other. Forbearance, kindness, and goodness. So where the first three were looking at me and how I feel, the second three are looking at how I relate to the people around me. And the third triplet, faithfulness. gentleness and self-control. Isn't that what we need to be in our relationship with God? Faithfulness. Yes, we need to be faithful to God. Gentleness. Very occasionally in the Old Testament, you'll see people getting annoyed with God and having a little tantrum. But in general, look at Paul. And Paul talks about God, that he enjoys being in God's company. He doesn't feel that he's in conflict at all. And self-control speaks for itself. And it's quite interesting that you can see self-control put to the test in a classroom when the teacher's gone out. It starts off with a little bit of chatter. And then it goes worse and worse and worse until the teacher comes back in and suddenly we're back to quiet and, behaving a little bit. If I look at the world situation, it's based on all those things that we don't want to see. Hatred, discord. I mean, we're almost on the verge of World War III, if you believe what people are saying, because of the Ukraine and Russia and Gaza and Israel. It goes on and on. God doesn't want us to be like that. He wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit and to demonstrate them. A quick look at the threes again. The first three starts off with love. And that is the foundation for the other two. Love leads to joy, leads to peace. Yeah? All those things that we should be out there exhibiting as characteristics of ourselves, but really showing God flowing through us, through the Holy Spirit. Interest in love always turns into action. And if it doesn't, it isn't. And it leads to people having joy. And that joy spreads. And then peace. The one thing we'd like to see in the world is love, joy and peace working through everybody. So we continue to pray. The next three, forbearance, kindness, and goodness. And I think forbearance could also mean tolerance. Because unless you respect the person you're dealing with, how can you possibly exhibit kindness and goodness to them? Because underneath there will be that contempt for them because you don't actually believe them. So it starts off with forbearance or tolerance. And that helps us to understand what God wants of us. We're not here to condemn people. We're not here to criticize them. We're here to just live with them as they are. And demonstrate kindness and goodness. The third triplet is faithfulness, which again is a foundation. God wants us to be faithful. And if we're faithful to God, then gentleness and self-control will follow. So nine fruit of the Spirit, which are the gift of the Holy Spirit and grow within us. They don't just suddenly appear. They grow within us as we live our Christian lives. And Paul encourages us. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So let's keep close to God. Let's keep filled with the Holy Spirit. And then all these things will flow out of us. And I believe that the easiest way and the best way to attract people into this church is to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. Because then people will say there's something very different about you. You're not like all those other people who undermine and criticize and... No, you're different. You seem to be kind. You seem to be gentle. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. So when we go out of here, after we've had coffee and things, you know, what are you going to do then? Because over the next week, you're going to be meeting and bouncing off people who are your normal people that you bounce off. Whether they're in the village, or whether off each other, or wherever you happen to be. What I would ask you to do is to keep in the back of your mind the fruit of the Spirit. Because see, early Christians had the gifts of the Spirit, they used them for the benefit of the church, and as a result of that, they grew. And they grew in the Spirit. And all these attributes started to build with them. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. Amen.